process of restoring. Well, it's 6:30, so let's just begin. We're in process of restoring, and we're restoring ourselves to our natural state. So as you will coincide, as you will be lifted, as you will be granted permission to proceed. So the permission to proceed is available for one and all as you will consent. And so the thought is, why in the world would you not consent? It really has to do with the belief in suffering. The ego likes to kind of display suffering. Look how I've been burdened, I've been prosecuted, I've been whatever it is. So this is the ego. And it's very, very subtle. So we all want to be aware and watch out for that. When we tell that tall tale, so this is not just when we share what's going on, but we can just feel the drama of it and the emphasis of it. It's like they're saying to be aware, because we're moving beyond ego, we're moving beyond circumstance, and we're moving into our delivered inheritance. So this is where it really, really gets good, where we're moving into that column of light from the central sun that's really providing our exclusivity. So this is who we are. This is our reason for being, our reason for the destination of coming to Earth in this timeline is to bring forth our realized pleasure, our realized assertion. So this is where they're saying, like, drop the mic. And the idea is we're leaving the old story. We're leaving the old drama. It doesn't matter what's occurred for the past four decades, yesterday. What matters is our willingness to sign on board, our willingness to receive, our willing to drop all of the false illusion and move into victory. So as we will receive these gifts from the heart, so we want to remember we're moving into a heart-centered consciousness where it's not the mind, it's not the past, it's not prior leverage, it's not working really, really, really hard. It's like they say, not work hard, but work smart. But it's really not work at all. It's alignment, it's attunement. And so this is where we're cascading into new relevance. We're cascading into glory. We're cascading into victory because we're allowing our I Am presence, our divine riches, to descend into matter. So of course we're dreaming matter. This is energy. This is frequency. We're actually not here. It's our mind that is dreaming all this up. But while we're still seeming to work with form, we want to claim victory in recognizing that we're dreaming in the light. So when I'm feeling this light on behalf of the all of us, I feel a great expansion. So this is where our heart's opening. This is where we're getting lighter. Literally, we're holding more light. And when I receive everyone, it's like there's this opening there. Just imagine like your heart opening, but then your energy opening. So this is how we manifest. This is how we bring forth things, not by the old way of doing things, but by energetic alignment. Because again, everything's frequency, everything's energy. And as we hold that grand display of relevance, I know you really want to come up, don't you? Excuse me. As we hold that grand display of relevance, see, he always feels the energy is what it is. I sit here during the day, it doesn't bother me, but it's like when we do things, it's like, I want part of that, I want part of that. So animals know, and this is the point. It's like we know truth, we know light. So again, as we move out of suffering, the belief in suffering, remember the old paradigm is decaying. So there are those that are going to keep attending to it, and there's part of us that starts getting like, well, shouldn't I be doing what I've always been doing? But there's going to be this calling, this signaling of ascension, where we're moving into our new tomorrow. So again, as we're receiving this light, as we're receiving this grand exclaim, this is how we create, we birth our arrival. So when we get those like, oh, what a lucky break, or you're not going to believe who I just ran into, or whatever it is, we're signaling our readiness. We're calling it into manifestation. So each of us are gifted, and each of us come bearing gifts and fruits of higher realms. So again, we're producing it to solve our daily problems, but we're producing it for all of humanity, for all witnessing, for all discovery. Because as each of us raises in frequency and allowance, we open up that availability. It's almost like opening a door, and then everyone comes in behind us. So the more that we can register with our higher heart, it just feels like this energy of I can. So again, the mind is like, but you know, you just discovered metaphysics yesterday. It's totally irrelevant. We want to remember that the energies are anew. In other words, energies are seeking our agreement. The linear timetable, well, I just bought the book. I still haven't even turned to page 5 yet. It doesn't matter, because again, we're sinking into our own relevance. In other words, some of these books that, well, this book looks interesting in ancient text. We were the ones that wrote the book or inspired that book long ago. So it's very essential that we treat ourselves with great relevance. So this isn't egoic, like I'm better than anyone or another one. There's no such thing. This whole idea of subject object, of better or worse, this is all the ego. But what we're each recognizing is our wholeness and our holy commitment. Because as we will stray not. Now this is very relevant. In each moment, we have choice of proper diction. What they mean by that is frequency. Are you following the old riddle, or are you displaying new? And so each of us are stepping into like and sequencing. So that like and sequencing, this is going to be your divine self, your higher self, your I am presence, and it's calling you, it's beckoning you, it's gracing you upon you with its presence. So it's in the showing me the King of Pentacles. So it's like, this is very powerful manifestation energy that is here to be claimed. So it's important for us to establish ourselves in our secure setting. So some of us still have this like inferiority or low self-esteem, whatever you want to call that. That's also the ego. So we recognize that pillaging and power over is not the way. So what the ego does is like, oh, well, we'll tell you what to do. Your job is to retreat. And so we've retreated away from our center, trying not to be pushy or be the bully we grew up with or whatever it is. So this is where we too could be out of balance. It's important to receive. It's important to stand true. There's the King of Pentacles again. So he's just sitting. He's got like cross-legged, like totally relaxed, totally secure in what is his. Again, it's not me, myself, and I, like it's mine, not yours. It's recognizing what is due each of us. Now that's a very important element, is that universality. It's not God's just seeking favor for me. It's God wants to show us, God being our God self or God essence, who we are in actuality. So each time we manifest what we would refer to as a miracle. I have problems with my in-laws and suddenly I don't. I had a physical issue. I had one, whatever it is. We all like have it smothered in different areas of our life, so society can somehow run. But we're teaching ourselves salvation. And we're doing this through our vibrational consent. So what we're consenting to is here to stay. That's the good news. It's here to stay. It's not like you call in this frequency and you solve one riddle of the day and then you wake up the next day and now we have seven more riddles to solve. It's once we align in frequency that is secure. So in essence, we shift timelines. So all of these other riddles or nuisances, if you want to call them, no longer exist. Here's the good news. No longer exist in our new affordability, in our new availability, in our new rite of passage. So once we align with our freedom, guess what? We no longer need any more of the script of that lower frequency. So when you jump timelines, you really release yourself from suffering in a huge way because you no longer need exercises 4, 5, 6, or 7. You got it, a number three. So this is where aligning with truth is extremely purposeful, both for claiming your innocence, both for growing in spiritual adaptability, and also in just moving. Just imagine like a board game where it's like you just suddenly jump 20 spaces. So as we will receive liftoff, as we will receive divine union, that means as I recognize who I am in my divine essence, that alignment solves the mysteries, solves the physicality, whatever is going on in the temporal world, subject, object. It no longer exists in the new reality. So this is where you receive miracles and sorts. Again, whatever is for our best and highest good. Sometimes there's going to be a delay they're calling it a lag because of what we learn through the process. So we would prefer an instant miracle, thank you very much. But our higher self knows better. So it's like, yeah, it's coming. But what you're learning right now is incredibly invaluable because as you heal your mind, as you heal your past gesturing, you're going to then pass the baton. You're going to pass the teachings. You're going to lead others out of suffering because you figured out the way. So sometimes it's like, where's my miracle? Where? I don't understand. Understand that our higher awareness is always, always like one step ahead of us. So it doesn't mean you're not doing it right, doesn't mean that you're not capable. It means very often that you're going to be teaching, instructing. So to jump you to the finish line without learning how to move through every stumble or obstacle is not going to serve the greater whole. It's not going to serve the greater good. Someone needs to hear that because they're like, I'm doing everything right. I don't understand. Something like that. So again, the more that we trust, the more that we surrender, and the more that we adapt to our new surroundings. And I just see that for whoever that is, there's kind of like a stall and you're probably really, really frustrated. But then like when it all comes to fruition, it's like boom, 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 boom. Like I literally have like a string of pearls and it's like four pearls just suddenly arrive. So you don't even have one and then you suddenly have four. It's coming, hold on. So for the rest of us, we're opening up to our grand displeasure. So this is energetic frequency alignment, resources, love. At the end of the day, it's love. God is love. Who we are is love. So we're allowing that to be seen, heard, felt, honored, hosted, seen. I can't get that next energy. It's like adapted to is what kind of what I want to say. So adapted to is I am that. So I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that. So as we're receiving, we're opening up our heart. Wherever we still have prejudice against self or others, sometimes we need a little doctoring. So we're so used to holding judgment, we don't remember to clear the space. It just seems perfectly natural to hold judgment. Isn't that what everyone does? And that's the way the world works. That's how we function in 3D. But again, we're functioning on the new earth simultaneously. So we're learning the new trade. We're learning the new lifestyle. So again, whatever needs to be released, whatever healings in terms of those energies of judgment, allow the good news, allow the new circumstances. So this is going to be, you're going to think of that person that's just always been the thorn in your side, or perhaps a part of yourself that you haven't forgiven, released, or whatever. And you're going to be offered, shown, given a new perspective. Your job is to say yes. The mind's going to tinker. It's going to go back and forth. And it's going to be like, but don't you want the seven reasons you should say no? And so we want to be very selfish. We want to be very like good stewards of the new energy. And it's like, I don't know that I want to give up my light so very easily. So this is where we're brokering for forever. Where I don't need to hear the old script anymore. I don't need to see the bullet point messaging, because it just feels better, truer, to honor the light, to honor the love, to honor the new vibration. It just feels better. And I don't need to hear it anymore. I don't need to know. So each of us are going to be opened a new program. I literally have where like they're sticking a piece of paper in our hand. And again, when I see that, it's just symbolic. But again, a new ledger, a new agenda. And this is true. So there's an energetic placement, a place card that is being presented to us, where we're going to be shown how to be led from the heart, and specifically to release an old bygone. Let bygones be bygones. Let the old paradigm sink to the oceans, evaporate, nevermore. Nevermore. So allow yourself to receive the gift of this mercy. The gift of this mercy. The gift of this mercy. And they asked me to say that three times. It's like the Holy Trinity. Let us receive. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.